Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and anything lost. Those don't want to town. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, there's an epidemic called obesity. Yep, it's an epidemic. That's what they're calling it. And kids, they're saying, began in the late 90s with this. The excess weight gain and obesity came on young Americans, began about 15 years ago, a new study finds. So I could tell you what happened. We got all the fat-free products at the grocery store. So everybody started buying fat-free this, fat-free that. Fat makes you fat. It's about low-fat diet, tons of carbohydrates. And guess what we have now 15 years later? Now our kids were obese 15 years ago, based on that. Now the kids are still obese, even more. But now we have an epidemic of diabetes. Type 2. You know, it used to be called adult onset, meaning that it happened in the adult age, over about 35. And now that our young people, one out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I mean, you still gotta think about that. That's unbelievable. And it stemmed from the trends that were going on with us back in the 90s of the low-fat diet. And so that's where it came from. Although they don't know. Watch this article, okay? So research documents the emergence of the obesity epidemic among adolescents in the latter half of the 90s and young adults in early 2000, as well as the entire population, said Lee. It's like, we just don't know. I mean, what happened? How in the world did we gain all this weight? I just don't know. My mind is boggled. Well, mine's not. So she cited a number of possible factors, including a rise in time spent in front of the TV or computer or video games. I'll agree with that. But according to Lee, poor diet and couch potato lifestyles rise when young people leave the parental home and go on their own before starting their own families. That is true to some degree. However, it comes from the low-fat diet. No doubt about it. Not even a question. Because we were just, and people are still in that phase. They still believe that fat makes you fat, and they still eat a bunch of carbs. And that's why everybody's getting sick. Until we get that straightened out, nothing's going to straighten out. So the research is focused on body mass index, which calculates a relationship between weight and height. As the BMI grows, so do concerns arise about obesity and obesity-raised or related illnesses, including heart disease, diabetes, some cancer, stroke, liver disease, gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis, and fertility issues. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, about one-third of Americans are now either overweight or obese, with slightly more women than men affected. The study of about 100,000 adolescents in the different databases they studied for BMI, and they found that the overall BMI increases started earlier and rose faster in females versus males. So in this study, I just find it interesting all the way around. The rest of the article is just a bunch of statistics, it's a bunch of numbers. And I just find it interesting that in this, how we've changed as a nation and how we're changing for the worse, seemingly. Because our bodies are getting sicker and we're breaking down. And it's because of our choices. And I think not so much of our choices But you got to make choices with education. And if we don't educate, if we don't empower people, if we don't really tell the truth about what it is to be healthy versus what it is to be sick, what it really means, if we don't really get down to that, then that's going to be our challenge. And so my hope is, as we move into this next decade that we're headed into with the thoughts of where is our healthcare system going, there will be a lot of standards that will stay the same, but I think there's going to be a lot that changes. And the people, the public, are going to demand it. And as they demand it, the need will be filled. And it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. So that is my hope for this. Because what happened 15 years ago, now we've got all these kids that are obese with diabetes. What's going to happen in the next 15 years if we don't do something radical? We have to change. There is no way around it. We have to make some radical changes to get those radical results. 888-283-7272. Let's talk to Michael now. Hi, Michael.
I was driving through North Carolina, I guess, one night, and I picked up your station. I was so happy to hear about it. Well, let me tell you.
It's great.
I'm 21. Today's actually my birthday.
All right.
For the past, I'd say, 2 years, I've been having stomach issues. Nothing really severe, but after I eat, I'll experience bloating. Not so much gas or constipation, but I'll become rather bloated. And I was recently diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. And I'm not medicated for it. I don't do any, I haven't really changed my diet. And it doesn't affect my day-to-day life so much, except for, like I said, when I do eat, I'll feel bloated. Usually I'll have to, unbuckle my belt a little bit, give myself some extra room. I was wondering if you have any ideas as far as dietary or any type of supplements I might take that could settle my stomach or help out in any way?
Well, with irritable bowel, here's the key. If you've been diagnosed but you're not medicated, there's a lot you can do. Now, IBS or any of them, the bowel syndromes at all that cause irritation, inflammation, whatever, the irritable bowel is a real pretty common, but yes, pretty commonly corrected too. And for irritable bowel, one of the first things you want to think about is diet and cutting out inflammatory foods. Anti-inflammatory diet is a key. It's the one you'll find in my book, Empowering Your Health. Now, the key to that is so much of the information that we talk about is about eliminating certain foods, but also about implementing certain foods. Because food changes everything. Food can be our best medicine. And with IBS, gluten is a key. I don't care what anybody tells you. Gluten is one of the biggest culprits for IBS. Now, cutting that out, you can eat plenty of grains that they make or foods that are made from flour that are gluten-free. They're making it more and more now, so you might want to look into some of that. But cutting out gluten takes 7.5 weeks to completely eliminate out of the system. So that's first things first. Understand that. And then you might have an issue with cow's milk dairy, so cutting that out for a period of time might be a smart thing to do. You can switch over to goat's milk. Goat's milk is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. Works phenomenal. So those two hand in hand work very well as far as eliminating and what could be causing some of the irritation. The other is serotonin. Believe it or not, one of the brain chemicals that makes you feel good can be a culprit for IBS. It's a strong link to it. Turkey, chicken, salmon, spinach, and beans, those are all foods that help raise serotonin levels naturally. 5-hydroxytryptophan, certain supplements, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin B6. Those are all known too, but you got to be careful with some of those. Talk with your doctor, because if you're taking any medication for anything right now outside of IBS, if you have depression or if you're dealing with any of that, you got to be very careful. You can't be taking a bunch of supplements with that, and you want to make sure there's no interactions. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, both Facebook and Twitter. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. What about your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones? Are they dealing with something with their health? Want to talk about it? Want options? Need information? Let's talk about it. You know, fewer Americans right now, smoking is a big topic, and it always has been. And I think that you would think that we're coming to a place where we all were like, all right, I know smoking's bad for us. Like, it's not one of those things that, well, maybe it's not, maybe it is. It has to be. At some point, you have to think, okay, smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, inhaling the smoke, after all we've heard about secondhand smoke, the carcinogenic effect that it has on the body, you've got to think at some point, okay, I know smoking's bad for me. Well, check it out. They're saying right now that most Americans think smoking is less risky. That's what I said. So there was a bigger view of people in 2008, 2009 that think people that think smoking is not as bad for you as in 2007 and 2008. So the percentage of people who perceived a serious smoking risk dropped from 73% down to 71%. Among all survey participants. And the teens showed even a greater drop in perceived smoking risk during the span from 69% down to 67%. And the survey said that in this that no state posted an increase in the perceived risk of smoking, and agency news really said that it was all decreased. So, of course, illicit drug use has increased, potentially in a lot of the states. And, however, cocaine use has gone down. But, again, the issue is people think smoking's okay. Like, it's not that bad for you. That's not that bad. I smoke a pack a day. No big deal. But I've got a newsflash for you. Smoking is probably not the best thing you can do for your health. If you want to empower your health, throw away the cigarettes. I mean, not only is it bad for you, but it's bad for everybody else around you. Secondhand and thirdhand smoke. So if you're a mom, and they don't do anything for my child, I would do anything for my baby. Why are you smoking? Well, I don't smoke around the baby. Okay, well, there's what's called third-hand smoke, Einstein, which is where the smoke gets in your hair and your clothes, and then when you're holding your baby all day, the baby inhales it from that area, and it's twice as carcinogenic as if they were smoking themselves. It's stupid. Smoking is stupid, in my opinion. It really is. It is the one health, it's the one habit that you could kick and increase your health, your overall chances of not getting sick, not getting a disease. You can increase that chance of not getting sick by 80% just by quitting smoking. So if you're worried about heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, you're worried about everything that your mom or dad had, and you want to increase your chance of not getting it and your body breaking down, cut out smoking, it'll increase your chances of overall health by 80%. Unbelievable. People still do it. I don't know why. I don't get it. That's the one of those things I just don't get. 888-283-7272. We're here for you. Give me a call. Let's go to Patricia now. Hi, Patricia.
I'm pregnant. Okay, I'll start with that. I have a little girl on the way.
Oh, that's great.
Very excited about it. But what it is I'm considered high-risk pregnancy. I've got abdominal issues with my ovaries, my kidneys, my bladder, and my gallbladder. And the pains have been, the last couple of weeks have just been so bad that I can't even get comfortable. And I've had two hospital visits recently that they keep finding glucose in my urine. For one, I came home with the paperwork saying that I had a urinary tract infection, so I was doing the cranberry juice thing with, you know, the water, but it was making my acid reflux disease and my heartburn just get really bad, so I couldn't handle the cranberry stuff. But the biggest thing is that I can't even sleep comfortably anymore, and I don't get very much sleep at all because I'm pretty much hurting 24 hours a day. And I just really want it to quit. Kidney stones, gallstones, all this stuff since I've been pregnant, and it's just been a mess.
I'm sorry you're going through that. I know it's tough. You know, with all of that and all of that said, there's a lot that you can do. And one of the biggest issues and really challenges for you is going to be radically changing a lot of your lifestyle choices. And when it comes down to it, you focusing on cutting out inflammatory-based foods is going to be the first one. Because you've got a lot of issues going on, but nothing's going to change until your choices change. And that is the reality of it. So we can sit here and break down each one of those one by one, but I think that one of the wisest things that you could do, I mean, for gallstones and for a gallbladder that's not functioning that well, in helping the body cleanse that out, there's a liver gallbladder flush that's in my book that works very, very well. There's certain supplements that can help, glycine and taurine. There's protocols for that that can be helpful. Kidney stones, stay away from calcium oxalate. That's what forms the stones. How do you do that? Well, there's oxalic acid in most of the dark leafy green vegetables, and your body probably does not process them that well. You probably have low vitamin D levels. I mean, the list goes on and on. We could go on and on about it. But the reality is, at the end of the day, one of the best things you can do is change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, change the way you live. You really will. It'll change your overall health. So that's what I want to encourage you to do, is to make some new changes, to know that, you know, in the middle of having a baby, getting ready to have a baby, and going through all the joy and the pain of all of it, of the process of pregnancy, having a child, nursing a child, doing all of that, if that's what you choose to do, is an exciting time. But you have to make best choices for you. And, of course, whatever you do is going to impact the baby at some level. So getting your nutrition right. Remember, health comes from the inside out. And if we begin that phase of thinking and ingrain that in us, then we're on our way to better health. We're on our way to extraordinary health, to live the life that we deserve.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A House committee has taken up the rise in hate crimes and discrimination incidents against Asian Americans during this pandemic. House Judiciary Subcommittee Chair Steve Cohen of Tennessee, in his opening statement, says the rhetoric used to describe COVID-19 has played a major role in the hate crimes.
When politicians use terms like China virus or Kung flu, when they to refer to COVID-19, is the effect intentional or not of putting a target on the backs of all Asian Americans?
The hearing was scheduled before this week's deadly shooting spree in Atlanta. 8 people were killed, and 6 of them were Asian American women. President Biden has ordered flags lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris will join him traveling to Atlanta to meet with community leaders and support his American Rescue Plan. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The IRS has put out a warning about refund scammers trying to use coronavirus as bait to steal your information. From the USA News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Basically, thieves are trying to get your Social Security number and other information, which can be used to steal your refund and cause other financial headaches. CyberReason CEO Lior Liz says hackers know taxes are fantastic bait for their scam.
What hackers doing today, they're trying to convince you to click as much as possible. When it's related to the IRS, the probability that you will click is high because everybody is nervous about it. Everybody wants to make sure that they're doing it right. And when it's happening, you just click and don't think twice.
That audio courtesy of CNBC, the IRS will never call you or text you or contact you on social media. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities say Robert Long, who police say confessed to all three shooting attacks in and around Atlanta on Tuesday, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County, but the hearing was canceled after a request from his attorney. Long faces 8 counts of murder for all of the victims and 1 count of manslaughter for injuring a man at massage parlors around Atlanta. 6 of the 8 victims were of Asian descent, fueling suspicion that the shootings were racially motivated or connected to increasing attacks against Asian Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
This hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? Let's talk about it. Whatever your health question is, great or small, we want to help. Take from where you are in your current state of health to where? To where you need to be. Why? Because you deserve the kind of health that you deserve. To make the right kind of choices, to be able to live well. Be able to have the kind of energy that you're looking for, to be able to play with your kids at night more than 5 minutes because you're too tired, because you've been working all day and just don't have the energy levels. Your get up and go, got up and went, as my grandmother used to say. So how do we change that? How do we get it back? Well, we make changes in our life. 7 daily prescriptions that we talk about, we need to do them. We need to apply them in our life.
Number one, you want to follow the anti-inflammatory diet that is in my book, Empowering Your Health. List all the food choices from A to B. It also tells you how to do your health from A to Z. It takes you and explains everything down to the bare basics about how to have a healthy lifestyle and how to even do this whole health thing. It explains it to you. That's why I wrote it. I designed it to make it easy for everyone to understand what it really means to get your health back and what to do about it. So that's daily prescription number one. Number two is to make sure you get your blood work done, extensive blood work done every 6 months by your primary care physician. And they want to check everything. Everything from a CBC to a CMP. They want to check your liver and your cholesterol, your vitamin D, your B12, iron levels, and your hormones especially. And that's not just for you ladies. Guys, get your testosterone level checked on a regular basis, especially after age 35. Things start changing. I've seen more guys come in with low testosterone levels. It decreases their function all the way around, and it just you just begin to lose things. You lose memory. All kinds of issues can happen. Blood work is so important. Life is in the blood. So get that checked every 6 months. Number three, daily prescription number three, foundational four supplements. You want a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to break down your food, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, and don't forget probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. That's your foundational four. Then you go number four, daily prescription number four, water. You have to drink it. Drink half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces of water every single day. Your body's made of about 70 to 75% water, so we have to stay hydrated with the right kind of water. That is also very important. Number five, daily prescription number five, exercise. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. Number six is rest. You want to take one day every single week and rest. Just completely chill out and relax. Why? Because your body needs it. You can't go like the Energizer Bunny commercial and go all day long. Your body has to rest. We were designed to rest. And not only that, the sleep you get at each day, you need to get in bed at least an hour before midnight. Every minute of sleep you get before is worth 4 minutes after midnight. Incredible and powerful, and your body needs it. Number seven, no matter what, I get people that call me here on the show all the time that I talk to, how long has it been since you've been to a doctor? Oh, it's been years. Don't let that happen. Have a primary care physician, family medicine, general practitioner, so that you can prevent things from coming down the pipeline. That is a better way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Let's go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Yes. I'm calling because I've been struggling with something that's, I think, well, it's a physical addiction, but it's more, I think, mental. I need your advice on it. I'm a pretty healthy person. I work out 5 days a week. I eat very strictly, and I have self-control of that. But I was introduced to cigarettes at a young age, and I've been smoking ever since. And I have tried numerous ways to stop, like with patch or gum. I'm just curious what your advice is.
And you can't get past it?
I haven't been able to yet, no.
What is it in your life?
I smoke a lot. I mean, I don't smoke all day long. I smoke like two at night, but I think that tells me that I still need to have those cigarettes.
Does it make you go to sleep at night?
Does it make me go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't say one way or the other. I sleep well.
You sleep well regardless?
Yeah.
All right. So why do you take it at night? Why do you not do it during the day?
Well, because I work at a gym. I teach fitness. I teach health. I understand all the reasons.
Well, that's
why
exciting. That's great. Why don't you do that, and then I'll just go eat a bunch of junk food tonight, and then we'll just have a little party. I'm kidding.
I understand.
So the reality is, you understand. I know you get it. Well, but the reality is, it's more of a mental addiction. What I'm trying to figure out is where the mental addiction is coming from. Are you trying to control something in your life that you feel like you can't control?
No, I really like enjoy it on my way home from work. I like just look up, and then that's.
Well, then it is more mental, because here's the reality. If you're only doing a couple and you do it at night, it's just become a habit. And habits you can change easily. So it's just one of those things that you have to kind of dig in and begin working on that. Now, here's the deal. With nicotine, it's kind of a funny thing. It's one of the most addictive substances that we have, but at the end of the day, there's also a natural way to correct it. And one of the best ways to correct it, actually, is using nicotinic acid. Nicotinic acid is one little molecule away from the actual nicotine. And it's vitamin B3. So it's a version of something that's completely natural. Nicotinic acid works very well in replacing that nicotine craving. So you can start taking it, do it about 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and it might not even be something that having used something like nicotinic acid, it might just be something as simple as replacing behavior. So when you go home from work, if you're used to smoking cigarettes, maybe start, I know you said you've already tried the gum and all that, but you have to find something else that you enjoy. And it can be something as simple as listening to music, anything that can replace the behavior of smoking those cigarettes. But I would start using the nicotinic acid because it will cut the physiological craving of the nicotine. It is identical. It's in the same molecular structure category as nicotine. That's why it sounds the same. It's in the same category. And we've used that for a long period of time clinically to help people overcome smoking. Then you can use L-taurine. Taurine is an amino acid. And they found, here's the great thing. I know you're just wanting to quit, but the reality is you've created a lot of damage within your lungs. And they found that using L-taurine over a long period of time, it takes about 8 years for your lungs to regenerate completely after the last day that you quit smoking. And if you use L-taurine, it can cut that down by an additional year. So you can use that amino acid. It helps repair the lung tissue and where there was scarring and when there was damage into the lungs, you can actually have that reversed and even help it to renew and regenerate simply by using the L-taurine. So those are a couple things to do. But really when it comes to the evening, I mean, if you want me to tell you what to do, it's just stop. And it's not real hard. It's funny because I when I talk to people clinically that have smoked for years, it usually takes something to actually scare them before they will quit smoking. Meaning they'll get a diagnosis of cancer or they have a heart attack. And then all of a sudden they just never smoke again. So you won't quit smoking those last two unless you want it bad enough. And there's no mind trick that I can give you to eliminate it. It's going to have to come from the want to. If you teach fitness all day long and you're teaching people how to be healthy all day long and then you're smoking the cigarettes, it's not helping anybody. You have to want to get well. It's very true. You have to want it. So at the end of the day, you just have to ask yourself, what do I want? What kind of example do I want to be? And what kind of choice am I going to make tonight when I drive home? Because there's nothing really going to cause you to change. You can take everything in the world. You can drink, chew the gum, take the patch, and do all that. But until you're ready to change, nothing's going to change. So get started on that. Nicotinic acid. Let me know when you quit smoking because I want to hear about it in about a week. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Let's go to Skip. Hi, Skip. Welcome to the show, man.
I was diagnosed with MAC disease.
Okay.
It's Mycobacterium intracellular avium, something like that. But anyway, basically,
Mycobacterium avium complex is what they call it.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess it's just a bacteria that you get. They're not really sure how you get it environmentally.
Basically, yeah. Right.
But they want you to take these powerful antibiotics for 12 to 18 months. And I took them, but I wasn't able to take any of them. There's like three different kinds you have to take, and you have to take two or three at a time.
And your body couldn't handle it? Is that what happened? I tell you what, Skip, hang tight. We're going into commercial break, and we're going to talk about MAC disease and talk about what we need to do. And you said you were taking the therapy. They wanted you to take the antibiotic therapy for 18 months. But the reality is there's a lot you can do with Mycobacterium avium complex disease. It's a lung condition, as you know. And there's several ways to contract it. So let's talk about that and what to do about it when we come out of this commercial break. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Going into the break, talking with Skip. Skip's been dealing with, or been diagnosed with and dealing with, MAC disease. MAC disease is a lung disease, and it's caused by the Mycobacterium. They call it Mycobacterium avium complex. That's MAC, lung disease. And so they put you on a series of antibiotics, Skip. And they're wanting you to do that for 18 months, correct?
Yeah, 12 to 18.
Yeah, right. It's standard treatment.
Yeah, so, it's really powerful antibiotics.
Big time.
Yeah, I got chills and just about every symptom you can imagine. Kind of like the flu on just about everything I took.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It can do that. And everybody reacts differently. So you were just in a place where you couldn't take them and you weren't able to finish, right? Or did you finish?
No, I did not finish. I was not able to take them more than really about 10 days was the most I could take any one of the treatments they gave me.
Okay.
There were three different. I tried it three different times. It was mycobutin and Sambutol and something else. I think Rifitan or Rifabidin or, and I took it along with Zithromax at the same time.
Oh yeah, yeah, Z-Pak. Yeah, it's. They're all strong antibiotics. Really, really tough on the system. How are you doing now?
Well, I mean, I have pains in my chest more if I move a certain way. But you know, basically, you know, you just cough up a lot of mucus. You know,
nonstop.
Yeah, and there's one of the symptoms is fatigue. You know, you don't feel good and. And, you know, I can, it's more of a sensation in my lungs than anything, but,
What are they telling you now? Since you couldn't take the antibiotics, what did your physicians tell you?
Well, to be honest with you, I was kind of fed up with my physician and didn't even tell him I was done with the last bit of antibiotics, so.
So you just kind of threw your hands up and said, kind of forget everybody, I'm just going to try to do this on my own.
Yeah. Well, this didn't seem to be, you know, that concerned with me, you know, just, you know, I was just fed up, yeah.
I get that. And just so you know, there comes a point, too, with some physicians, and there's what's called standard of treatment or standard of care.
Right.
And it's and literally some physicians can be just like robots. And it's, there. Here's the book, here's what the physician's desk reference says, here's what the treatment is, or... And it is what it is. And when you ask 10 different questions to think outside the box, you just get
exactly.
deer in the headlights.
Exactly. Well, I mean, here I was taking three different powerful antibiotics, and on the third try, you know, you think you hear from them, like, how are you doing with that or anything, you know, but I didn't hear from them. So I know I probably should have called and said, hey, I can't take this either.
You always want, no matter how frustrated you get, Don't do the silent treatment. It's not a good thing.
I guess I kind of felt like that was the last thing we could try as far as she was concerned. And so, you know, I guess I just figured, well, you know, the next step was you know, pursuing some sort of natural treatment.
There's some things you can do, and I'll throw them at you. But I'll tell you this. You definitely need to work with your doctor, hands down. Even if you just say, hey, look, I'm going to take some time, see if I can work on some things on my own. I'll check back in with you in a couple of months. No big deal to do that. It's really not. It's fine to go that route. So, and that's what I would encourage you to do. Just so they're, you know, she or he, that so they're in the loop a little bit. But because Max, it's a really challenging lung condition. You don't want to play around with it for sure. But we got to focus on building the immune system right now. You want to do something to kill the organism. I mean, even if you could get away with one of the antibiotics through that process, through a short period of time, I mean, long 18 months is a long time. It is. Let me throw some things at you, and you make the decision on what you want to do. Check with your doctor, and you guys come up with a protocol. And I'm telling you that clinically, when we've seen that, we've seen the antibiotics work well, but we've also seen some natural treatments work well. So end of the day, you want to strengthen the body and you want to get it to where it can fight. You get the immune system to where it can fight and you can stay strong. That's going to cut down the fatigue and it's going to cut down on a lot of the symptoms that you're having. I like Ionic Silver. I'm a big fan. It works very well and it's easy for the body to absorb. It's one of the best antivirals and antibacterials that we have. You can combine that with astragalus. Astragalus works very well. It's strong for the immune system, and it's great as an antibacterial. Both of those work well together. And then simple things like vitamin C, high levels of vitamin C between 5 and 8,000 milligrams per day. You want to do a buffered pH, as they call it. Vitamin C is a lot easier on your system. But that's a good place to start right there. And then when you're eating every single day, even with a bacterial infection, because remember, it's pushing down your immune system. It's stressing out your body, stressing out your immune system. You want to do things to build up your immune system and eating the right kind of foods every single day, avoiding inflammation. And that's all explained in my book, Empowering Your Health. Pick that up at any bookstore. But I encourage you to get started on a couple of those things, and it will help. It'll start strengthening the body, building up your immune system, and that really is what the goal for you is right now. And I would still talk to your doctors. Now, here's another key. You can start using probiotics. Probiotics can strengthen the immune system in a major way and allow your body to break down a lot of the bacteria and rebuild the good bacteria. So that's something you want to look into as well. But get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. I think it's going to help you quite a bit.
Remember, there's always hope to get your health back. 888-283-7272.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.